So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
What's up, deep divers? Thank you for joining me for this episode of Deep Dive Musings. It's just me, Adam Roa. I'm here today to dive into my own thoughts. And this week has really been about commitment and dedication, because there's been a couple different things that both Melinda and I have embarked on this week, and it's challenging. You know, I think that sometimes, especially in this social media age where all of the posts that we see are the highlights from people's lives. We see people on vacation, we see people with friends, and we see people taking pictures even of their meals that they really like. Sometimes you don't get to see the behind the scenes. You don't see what went into that. You don't see the tears that preceded the smiles and the laughter. And this week, a couple things. The first of which many of you may have seen already, but Melinda shaved her head, or more accurately, I shaved it for her on a Facebook Live. And the reason she did this is because there's this film piece that is ready to be birthed into the world. And she wrote it, and I'm going to be directing it. And having a buzzed head for this piece will increase the impact visually and also just metaphorically of what we're going to create. And that doesn't mean it's necessary. That's the crazy thing about it. It's not necessary for her to have a buzzed head. However, it would increase the impact and therefore increase the just the value of the piece. And so for that reason, among others, she decided to go ahead and shave all the hair off. And that's not an easy thing to do. I mean, it was hard enough for me to do it as a man, so I can't even contemplate what that must take and what that must feel like as a woman. And I am so blown away by her dedication, by her commitment to greatness. I mean, pure and simple, she wants everything she does to be as good as it possibly can be. And this is something that, you know, we've made a lot of content over the years, and some of it doesn't turn out the way you want it to. It, through your own inexperience or lack of resources or mistakes that someone else even makes, there's times where you have a vision for something, and then what actually enters into the world when it's all said and done doesn't line up with that vision. And it's a awful feeling. It really, really just, it's heartbreaking when that happens, because most of the time when I've been in that situation, I look back at the mistakes that were made and how simple it would have been to avoid them. And on the other side of that, I look back at the mistakes that were made and recognize that those mistakes allowed for us to not make them again, to learn, so that as the budgets get bigger and as the audience grows, and therefore as the potential impact of the projects also increases, those mistakes won't be made again. I don't believe in win or lose. I believe in win or learn. It's not success or failure, it's success or success. Because learning something, even if it's through the making of mistakes or through what others may deem as failure, learning is in itself a form of success. You've expanded, you've grown, and what more can you ask for in this life than to continually learn, to grow, to expand, to be a better version of yourself with every single step that you take, every breath in this human body. And so that commitment to, I notice it. I don't know if she notices it as much, but I'm sure she does. We haven't spoken about it. But like when we have gone out in public since she's had the shaved head, people look. It's not common to see a woman with buzzed hair. And so people look. And if it makes me a little bit self-conscious because I'm just aware of the increased attention. And so therefore, I must imagine that it's even more intense for her. I don't want to assume, but I'm kind of assuming. And so what's so impressive about that is that the dedication to the mission outweighs any fear that may come up, anything that might prevent the action that needs to be taken. And so ask yourself, how dedicated are you? For your vision, would you be willing to shave your head? Would you be willing to face the deepest, darkest parts of yourself? Would you be willing to have repressed memories come up that completely turn your life upside down? Would you be willing to quit your job? Would you be willing to face financial insecurity? Would you be willing to face the unknown? I list all these things. These are all things that have come up in my own life as I've pursued this path, as I've dedicated every breath of my being to shifting this planet. And the truth is that shifting the planet starts with shifting ourselves. And so I can't ever expect someone to not buy the factory farmed meat and to not put their money to corporations that are not existing with all of our best interests at heart. I can't ask people to do that if I'm not willing to do it myself. I can't get on the phone with someone who's interested in coaching and ask them to invest the majority of their savings or what they make in 6 months even. Like, I've had people who have been so committed and so absolutely convinced that this was the right step that they've taken out a credit card. Or they have borrowed money. And that is something that I have done. I have put $5,000, which was the amount that my first coach charged me. That's what he charged to work with him. And I didn't have it in the bank. And so I put it on a credit card, not knowing how long it was going to take me to pay that off. But knowing that that decision was going to change my life, that decision was going to create the necessary growth in me to bring me closer to the vision I held for myself and my life and my future and for the planet, quite honestly. And so, when people are in the position on the other end of the phone where they're talking to me and they're like, oh, that's really scary. That's all my money. I don't really have it. I would have to put it on a credit. Like, I know what that feels like. And when someone's like, oh, I really am scared about putting myself out there because I'm afraid of what other people might think. I know what that feels like. Melinda just also buzzed her head. Imagine what she must have processed to make that decision about what other people might think, how other people might view her, her femininity, all of it. So how dedicated are you? How committed are you? I've been up the majority of the night on and off because I've been doing a liver flush, Melinda and I both. A liver flush, for those of you who don't know, you have hundreds, if not thousands, of gallstones in your liver. They are too big and hard to pass through. And so the liver flush is a process where you start it, and for 7 days you drink apple juice or malic acid, specific amounts of it, and it softens those stones. And then on the sixth night, you drink this crazy concoction of olive oil and grapefruit juice and Epsom salts. And your liver doesn't know what to do. It freaks the hell out and starts expelling everything. And since you've softened these stones, they're now able to pass through, and the Epsom salts act as a laxative, and your body just starts expelling everything. I've now, at the time of this recording, I've been fasting for about, my guess is almost 40 hours, pretty close, because I wanted to clear everything out. I wanted to have not just the stones removed, but also the food. I got a colonic done. I'm going to get it beforehand, and I'll get another one done in 2 days. None of this is fun. I don't find fasting for 40 hours fun. I don't enjoy colonics. I don't look forward to them at all. The liver flush, the malic acid, not so bad. You have to eat super clean. So there's been a few meals that I had to pass on with friends or meetings that I would have loved to have, just not quite clean enough. And then being up every few hours through the night and this morning to run to the bathroom and expel all these stones, hundreds of them, is not fun. But the payoff is so worth it. You see, as it comes to the liver flush, all of that, those toxins, all of it is in your system. It's in you right now. It's in the water that we get even from restaurants that has fluoride and chlorine, and the chemicals that are in, and pesticides that are in the food that we might be eating that's not organic and that's factory farmed, like all of it. The air we breathe. If you live in LA, man, the air that's there is terrible. All of that enters our system, and not all of it is readily processed through and released. And so years and years and years of accumulation into your body happen. And just on a logical level, having toxins in your body causes your body to operate at less than optimal capacity. Plain and simple. Removing the toxins from your body will increase your effectiveness, your efficiency, and for those of you who have spiritual beliefs, or at least trust in my own spiritual experiences and know that I hold them, rest assured that the getting those toxins out increases your connection to source, increases the power of your intuition, increases your relationship with higher frequencies, because those toxins are incredibly dense, lower frequency, holding you down, weighing you down. Like a cork floating in water, our natural state of being is to rise, is to float to the top. We don't have to work to get there. The only reason we may not feel like we are there is because of all the things that we have taken on that weigh us down. The limiting belief structures, the fears, and physically, the toxins and chemicals. And so, none of that's fun. None of that's been fun this week. And I'm excited. I'm committed to something greater than myself. The sacrifice of the uncomfortability is well worth it. Even if what I just did with the liver flush allows me to create this podcast from a more aligned place that reaches even one of you, that causes you to have a shift in your life, totally worth it for me. 100% worth it. And just one more little thing, just because it's in my experience and it's less intense than shaving your head or doing the liver flush, but I went up to LA for a business dinner. So I went up Sunday evening. I drove with traffic. It took us like 2.5 hours, 3 hours to get up there, and spent the night with a friend. Saw that friend on Monday, went to a business dinner Monday evening, drove home. Well, got a colonic Tuesday morning, and then drove home Tuesday afternoon. On the drive home, an hour and a half into the 2-hour drive, almost home, I get a message from my manager saying, there's a television show that wants to see you. Can you come back up to LA on Thursday for the audition? Now, had I known this was going to happen ahead of time, I would have just gone on Monday to the dinner and stayed until Thursday and left after the audition. However, I didn't. I didn't know. And now I sit here not having eaten for 40 hours, very weak from all the flushing, possibly dehydrated. We'll see. I'm going to try and rehydrate here after I'm done recording this. I just had to get this out. And knowing that I need to leave super early, just tomorrow morning, less than 24 hours away, and drive that same 2 hours, 2.5 hours back up to LA, and then maybe even that same day or the next day, drive again another 2.5 hours back home. It's not fun. I won't say I'm so looking forward to that aspect. But I gave the project a look. I'm excited about the project. It's a really great concept, and the role is something that I can really bite my teeth into. And I'm committed to that. And so there's the part of me that says, well, you could probably just record it at home and send them the tape. And there's the part of me that says, listen, at the end of the day, it's 4 to 5 hours of driving in exchange for opportunity. And you see, your commitment level, energetically, what you're willing to put yourself through in order to achieve a greater mission, that level, that vibrational frequency within you will be met by the opportunities that are presented to you. It's like the friend that you know really just doesn't want to ever help you out with anything, like moving or giving you a ride to the airport or whatever, you just don't even, like, you really don't even want to ask that person. You don't want to go out of your way for that person who is just like, ah, they always make me feel so bad for asking for a favor. It's the same with life. You are in relationship with the universe. You are in relationship with the world around you. And so when I first got that message, literally driving home and getting the message basically saying, come back, my initial thought was, oh gosh, I don't want to do that. And then I realized, whoa, wait a second. I should be thrilled. I should be really excited because there's possibly an opportunity here for me to continue to expand and step into my full vision for my life. And that's exciting. That's really, really exciting. And so it was very quickly that I noticed my reaction and realized that's the wrong response. You get to shift into gratitude and appreciation. And so I did. And I am. And as soon as I, in 30 minutes, as soon as I can start eating some calories again, I'm going to be even more grateful. And I will continue to build my level of gratitude over the course of this day. So by the time I am driving back to Los Angeles, I am smiling the entire way. So I was asked in one of my Facebook posts, how do you deal with your challenges, the stuff that comes up that's difficult for you? And my response is this, all of this, because everything that I'm doing, whether it's the liver flush or whether it's a commitment to the art that requires the buzzing of the head, or losing weight for a role or gaining weight for a role, or the weekly just dedication to putting out this podcast. I don't get paid for this podcast, but I'm dedicated to it. I don't get paid for my Facebook Lives or the posts that I put out on Facebook, but I'm dedicated to it. And through that dedication, my actions begin to reflect. They begin to take on the frequency that I want to be existing at. And so when I have difficulty in my life, even at the very beginning of that difficulty, my level of gratitude and appreciation and happiness and joy and all of that is so much higher because of actions like this week. And so when the difficulty really strikes, I'm not at a low place already. I'm feeling good already. And that makes dealing with the difficulty so much easier. And that doesn't mean dealing with the difficulty is easy. Sometimes there are things where it takes weeks or months to really process through something. Or years. It's totally possible. I go through periods where I can look at I remember for about 3 months last year, I was really struggling with my own level of worthiness around abundance, financial abundance. Melinda and I moved into a home, not the one we're in now, this was last year, a home that was way nicer and more expensive and beautiful than anything we had ever lived in. And what came up in us, you would think, oh, let's celebrate. This is amazing. No, what came up for me was, I don't deserve this. What came up for me was, you're not worthy of this. You haven't earned this. And so for weeks, I dealt with overcoming the guilt and shame and embarrassment, which prevented me from even inviting anyone over. And it lasted for weeks and then continued on in little ways for months. But coming to terms, coming to an understanding around, oh wow, I've been sitting here saying how much I want to create abundance in my life, and then when I get it, part of me rejects it. How am I going to create even bigger levels of abundance in my life if that's in me? So I got to work on that, to be grateful for that. And so dealing with the difficulties looks different depending on what the difficulty is. To answer your question, I think it was Zach who asked the question. Each scenario is a little different. And at the same time, it's what you do in between the difficulties. When life is going well, are you still pushing yourself? When everything seems to be working out, are you still finding ways to get out of your comfort zone and expand and grow? Because the higher you can bring yourself in terms of your frequency, your alignment, your just day-to-day neutral state, the higher you can bring that into levels of love, the easier every obstacle will feel when it finally does enter into your experience. So my hope is that if you've listened to this, you take evaluation of your own life and you take evaluation of your vision for your future. And you ask yourself, how dedicated am I? How committed am I? Am I pushing myself? Am I moving towards that goal every single day in as many ways as I can think of? And if the answer is yes, awesome. Amazing. Keep it up. Keep it up, because you're on the path to having whatever it is you want to create in your life. And if your answer is no, beautiful. You just learned something, and learning something is a success. How you act on that knowledge is going to determine what shows up in your future. Thank you very much for listening to this musing. I appreciate you being a part of this journey. You are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.